At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. Also love 99.5 in Kumasi on myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up.
Okay, we have cut them off. We've unplugged from our identity verification platform.
Scores of importers and other taxpayers left stranded at the tax gate, with some unable to clear their goods after the National Identification Authority cut off the Ghana Revenue Authority from its ID verification system over a 376 million cedi debt. The NIA says it now plans to permanently revoke access by deleting all data previously shared with GRA.
We've written to data protection that we want to go to GRA, get access to their server, and delete our data. Once they have defaulted and have shown no sign of commitment to pay what they owe us, it is only fair that after this connection, we collect our data.
Well, we have details of that coming up shortly. Also, transport fares set to go up by 20% starting Friday, just 10 weeks after a 15% reduction in fares.
A decision that the council has taken up to effect the increase in transport fare by 20% across the country. And this stems out of the challenges we've had over the period as a result of the reduction of 15% that we did earlier in May.
We hear from the GRTCC, which says high cost of operations is to blame for this hike. Also coming up, apologize to cocoa farmers, ranking member on Parliament's Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs Committee, as he slams government over the new producer price.
With this figure, can you go back to his thank you tour and tell cocoa farmers that they are very, very happy? Cocoa farmers are rather sad and highly disappointed.
Well, he is accusing the management of Cocoa Board of politically motivated transfers.
Cocoa Board is transferring almost everybody deemed as an NPP sympathizer. How much they have paid as transfer grant alone? Is it in excess of 10 million Ghana cedis?
We have sports.
Well, Ghana midfielder Thomas Partey has been granted conditional bail by the Westminster Court after facing 5 rape charges and 1 sexual assault count.
And later, President Mahama urges leaders in Africa to treat health the same way they treat other productive sectors and as something that brings long-term returns.
Therefore, urge our ministers of finance to treat health as a capital investment, to encourage sovereign wealth funds to allocate resources to biotech, to diagnosis, and resilient infrastructure.
We have details as the World Health Organization Director General warns health aid is projected to decline by 40% this year.
This is not a gradual shift. It's a cliff edge. Life-saving medicine in warehouses. Health workers are losing jobs. Clinics are closing and millions are missing care.
These and more with me, Mamiesi Nyamite Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Stay for details. then, this afternoon, scores of importers and taxpayers have been left stranded at the tax gate, unable to clear goods after the National Identification Authority cut off the Ghana Revenue Authority's access to its ID verification system over a 376 million cedi debt. The NIA says, despite issuing a final demand in April and a warning in July, the GRA failed to respond or commit to repayment, breaching their service agreement. The authority warns the unpaid amount threatens the sustainability of Ghana's identity infrastructure. Head of Corporate Affairs, William Sampuma Dallas, confirmed to Joy News' editor, Fred Smith, that the NIA has indeed revoked access and plans to delete all previously shared data.
Yes, effective 1st August. We have restricted them, but we've cut them off. We've unplugged from our identity verification platform.
Okay, but why?
For over 3 years, their financial obligations owed to the National Identification Authority has not been fulfilled. We followed up with series of letters, demand notice, and even before we disconnected them from the verification platform, we sent our final demand notice, but we didn't get any response from them. And so we took it that they are no longer interested in using our verification platform. So
that would be 5 days since you did this. How is it going to affect the operations?
Before, they were registering people for the TIN numbers. And as we speak, your TIN number is your Ghana card number. So a government policy, they were asked to stop. They are not the only institution. There are other institutions that were asked to stop issuing cards so they can rely on the NIA card and its database. Now, we sent them a bulk data to be able to do what they call matching, because they had already collected data from clients or Ghanaians, and so they needed our data to do the matching so they can properly do the verification. So what they have now is the data we sent to them. They did not get onboarded on our platform through the API. We sent them a bulk data. I think aside GRE, NHIA2, we sent them a bulk data to enable them to do their matching. Now, we've written to data protection that we want to go to GRE, get access to their server, and delete our data. Because the data belongs to us, and once they have defaulted and have shown no sign of commitment to, as it were, pay what they owe us, it is only fair that after this connection, we collect our data so that we will know we do not have to bail them for anything going forward.
That means the Ghana Revenue Authority would not be able to register new taxpayers who need to be verified so they can pay taxes, right?
As we speak, we're getting calls at our contact center from people who have been to the port and they are unable to clear their goods, because from the day we disconnected them, even though we send them a bulk data prior, all the updates we've done from when they were disconnected, they are not getting access to that data. And so it has left their clients stranded on the various ports. And our contact center is inundated with calls to assist them clear their goods and all that. But from where we sit, there's nothing we can do. the Ghana Revenue Authority will have to fulfill their financial obligation, after which we can connect them back and commence normal business with them.
And is there no government agency, the finance ministry, for instance, intervening to ensure that this is resolved amicably?
We've written a number of letters. We've engaged with our sector minister. And so we did not do things arbitrarily. In fact, our sector minister gave us the go-ahead to implement this director person, because it is affecting our operational protocols. You know, the verification platform needs to be maintained, and we need money. So if you are using the platform and you are not paying, how do you maintain the platform for it to be robust for your activities? And so we've had high-level discussions, and this is where we are.
And that interview by Fred Smith with the head of corporate affairs, Williams Ampuma Dallas. Well, Fred Smith joins me in studio. Fred, tell us more about this, the background to this story.
Well, I mean, see, this debt has been accumulating since 2021. Mm. And just last year, the National Identification Authority informed Parliament that the GRA owed them approximately 288 million cedis. Mm-hmm. What we are learning now is that the debt has risen by about 31% in just a year, reaching 377 million cedis. This suggests that the NIA expect to receive roughly 90 million cedis annually from the GRA for the use of the Ghana card data.
Well, how is this going to affect operations of these institutions?
Well, let's begin with the GRA. The Ghana card number has now replaced the tax identification number, or if you like, TIN. And this means that if the NIA decides to cut off GRA's access to its database, mm-hmm. tax collection could be severely affected. And as you heard in that interview, mm-hmm. he says that already new tax registrations are suffering, and then clearing of port goods have also suffered. Mm. What they intend to do now is to go through the Data Protection Commission to delete what GRA has already received from the NIA, and there will be consequences for our revenue collection in Ghana.
Thank you so much, Fred Smith, with that update. Well, let's hear from the head of the Importers and Exporters Association, Samson Awingobit.
And so as soon as you enter the system today with the NIA, what it means is that customs, for that matter, GRA cannot do that verification with NIA to know whether this person with this number or this person with this card is the true holder of the card, is the true holder of the number or not. And so what it means is that it's going to have a challenge on the importers. And for that matter, it is going to affect GRA as well. And not only that, I'm sure, you know, GRA also said they were going to link our NIA accounts with the banks, remember, with the banks. So this is some of the banks, if you do, they look at your number, enter it, and then take a picture of you to just to verify. So it's going to have a special effect on us. But the question is, why would GRA allow such a thing to happen? And two, why would GRA will have to pay such a 330-something million Ghana cedis or so just because it's for verification? The question we are asking is, what was the reason we went on paperless? We went on paperless to reduce the cost of doing businesses, the long queues of people who have to go to verify by themselves and stuff.
Well, let's move away from that story. Transport fares will go up by 20% starting Friday, August 8th, 2025, following a directive from the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council. The council says the hike is driven by rising operational costs, including fuel, spare parts and maintenance. A key trigger, according to the General Secretary Emmanuel Ohinyebua, is the new 1CD energy sector levy imposed on July 16, 2025. We'll get details from Emmanuel Ohinyebua later, but Joy News is Fred Smith joins me again in studio. Fred, what differences should commuters expect?
Well, let's break it down simply. Assume a transport fare was 10 cedis before the cedi appreciated. During the period of strong appreciation, fares dropped by 15%, bringing the cost down to 8 cedis 50 pesos. Mm-hmm. Now, with a new 20% increase in fares, the cost will go back up to 10 cedis 20 pesos. That's 20 pesos more than the original fare. In effect, this new increment not only reverses the earlier reduction, but adds a marginal increase, assuming all other factors remain unchanged.
Thank you so much, Fred Smith. Now, Emmanuel Ohinieboa joins me on the phone lines with more on this. Emmanuel, we're grateful for your time on the Midday News. At least we understand Ghana has made some economic gains under the cedi appreciation against the dollar. How do you justify this 20% increment?
Yo, thank you, my sister. I hope you are doing well and your colleagues are doing well.
We are great.
Good. Back to your question. We, if you remember, we reduced transport fares about 15% on 21st May this year. However, we did that conscious of the fact that there has been this school of thought that anytime there's a transport fare increase, prices instead of service and goods goes up. So we did that and I'm stating that once we bring the price down, our services and other things will come down to correspond with our transport fare reduction. But we didn't see that. After the reduction, our spare parts and other operational components stand the same, and you know, other natural goods went up too. So we realized it's a exercise of utility. We were suffering with us to also enjoy. So we decided to reverse it. So along the line, this one city lady on our fuel liter also came into being. And my sister, somebody talks about just one city. And I tell him how heavy the family took on our business. He was surprised. Like this coaches that must be in other places.
Then, at Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Minimum contribution on a daily basis is around 220 cedis per bus. So if you do this for 10 days for a month, it's a huge fortune. And how do we recover such losses if you don't increase our travel fares? So that we decided that we got to increase it by from 20%, take care of the shortages made over the period, and also take care of the operational expenses incurred from the delay.
All right, but you cited the one city energy sector levy as key reason, but have you had any engagement with government to explore alternatives before resorting to this hike?
Well, initially when they tried to introduce it, we actually spoke to them to kind of have some engagement and see how we were going to deal with it. they reverse, they stop the process for about a month or so and reintroduce it without any further consultation. So we felt that it's, you know, we have to go ahead and do a little adjustment so that we can keep.
All right. Thank you very much. And you had the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council's Emmanuel Oheniyebua explaining reasons for the hike in transport fares coming this Friday. But have you ever wondered how Toto drivers share their thoughts on politics, faith or life in general? They let their vehicles do the talking, inscribing bold and personal messages on their windscreens. In our feature titled Talking Toto, my colleague Kaya Yonamini engages some drivers in Accra to uncover the meaning behind the messages.
Chochos are the most preferred mode of transport in Ghana's capital, Accra. They are affordable and the most convenient form of transportation. They are cheap and go everywhere. But there's something else that travels with them. Messages, usually inscribed on their windshields. From scriptures and religious symbols to favorite football teams and flags. One driver, Yabwa, uses his chocho to make a political statement, reflecting how he feels about past presidents and their time in office.
2020, I write, Mahama is better than this man. And after 2024 election, I write, Mahama is better than that man. And I can't mention that person name because I don't want any disturb. That's why I write that man or this man. Any Ghanaian can know the person who I'm talking about.
It's not just for attention. Yabwa believes drivers should have a say too on national issues.
Oh, if you worry me, what can you do? You cannot do anything. But you have a freedom of speech. And I didn't mention anybody's name. And you can say, I say this man or this man. If you are a sensible person, you see that I'm talking about this man. But you can't tell me that this man I'm talking about. Or if you see the dollar with CD, the dollar is higher than CD. But as now, dollar come down. If you see what is going on, everybody know that Mahama is better than that man.
And that feature by my colleague Kaya Laguada Yunamini. And you're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We'll return shortly with sports. And also apologize to cocoa farmers, ranking member on Parliament's Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs Committee, as he slams government over the new produce. He's here with the latest in sports. Actually, what's happening to Patty?
Well, he has been granted a conditional bail after being charged with 5 counts of rape and 1 count of sexual assault. He appeared at the Westminster Magistrates Court earlier today to answer for those charges against two women and a charge of sexual assault against a third woman. The alleged offences took place between 2021 and 2022 when he was playing for North London club Arsenal. And today he appeared in court in a black zip neck jumper, black trousers and carried a navy blazer as he entered the court. His bail conditions state that he cannot contact any of the three women and must notify police of any permanent changes of address or international travel. Mm. The charges follow an investigation that started in February 2023. So he's free now to go and continue his career, where after signing a new deal with Spanish side Villarreal.
Well, his life is still going on. Thank you very much, Achu, for that. Now, ranking member on Parliament's Food and Agriculture Committee, Dr. Isaac Yao Opoku, has criticized the government over what he describes as unfulfilled promises and political gimmicks surrounding cocoa producer pricing. He's calling on the government to issue an apology to cocoa farmers following the announcement of a new producer price for the 2025-2026 season. The revised price has been increased from $3,100 to $5,040 per ton and is set to take effect from Thursday, August 7. The adjustment was approved by the Producer Price Review Committee, chaired by Finance Minister Dr. Kessie Olatofosun. We'll hear from the NPP minority members on the committee shortly, but first, here's the Chief Executive Officer of Cocoa Board, Dr. Randy Abe, justifying the new price.
And let Kojo know that whether it is spot pricing or average, last year was better than this year. If you check spot price today, 7.4, check the spot price at the time that the this thing was made. And I'm saying that you declared an FOB of $4,850, out of which you gave the farmer 3.1. Even when the prices are relatively lower than last year, we've declared an FOB of $7,200, out of which the farmer is getting $5,040, which is 70%.
However, addressing the media today, the ranking member on the Agriculture Committee, Dr. Isaac Opoku, criticized government for failing to honor its campaign promise of paying 6,000 cedis per bag to cocoa farmers.
If for nothing at all, at the exchange rate and at the prevailing international market, they should have offered 3,718 and not 3,200. In any case, is this figure of 3,228.75 per bag, is it what His Excellency was referring to when he said cocoa farmers will be very, very, very happy when the producer price is announced in August? That was the words of His Excellency the President. He said cocoa farmers will be very, very, the very well, he said it three times. He said they will be very, very, very happy. Today, can he tell cocoa farmers whether they are happy or not? Can he?
Well, Dr. Opoku is also unhappy about what he describes as the politically motivated transfers of staff at Cocoa Board, especially individuals employed during the NPP era.
What was the motive of the NDC when they insisted, whilst in opposition, that the then government should have paid cocoa farmers at least 6,000 Ghana cedis per bag? Would the NDC governments admit that they were reckless in their demand for the then government to pay between 6,000 and 7,000 cedis per bag? They also said Cocoa Board is broke. And again, they also said Cocoa Board today is a collapsed industry, among other things. What they have failed to tell Ghanaians is how much revenue Cocoa Board had generated from cocoa sales in the 2024-25 season. Is it in excess of 3 billion?
And yeah, the ranking member on the Food and Agriculture Committee, Dr. Isaac Iyao Opoku. President John Mahama is sending a strong message to leaders across Africa that health is not just a cost, but an investment. He's urging finance ministers in Africa to treat health the same way they treat other productive sectors and as something that brings long-term returns. President Mahama delivered this message while leading the African Health Sovereignty Summit.
Therefore, urge our ministers of finance to treat health as a capital investment, to encourage sovereign wealth funds to allocate resources to biotech, to diagnostics, and resilient infrastructure, to call on economies to revise national accounts to reflect health as productivity multiplier and not a consumption expense. Act decisively at three levels. And the first one is that globally, we must champion a new health governance architecture that reflects a multipolar, digitally interconnected, climate-challenged world. The second one is that regionally, Africa must scale up its homegrown solutions. The Africa CDC, the African Medicine Agency, the African Continental Free Trade Area Health Corridors, these are all things that we need to scale up. And then nationally, this requires political will, domestic resource mobilization, and as DG Tedros said, effective leadership.
Well, in his speech, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, warned that global health aid is projected to decline by 40% this year, a big drop that threatens progress in health services worldwide.
As you all know, sudden and steep cuts to aid are now causing the most severe disruptions to health systems since the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to WHO's latest analysis, health aid is projected to decline by up to 40% this year compared to just 2 years ago. This is not a gradual shift. It's a cliff edge.
And you are there, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, Taking us to what's trending, and Jackie is in studio with me. Jackie, yes, what's AC? Trending?
Well, Thomas Partey is trending after he was granted bail. A lot of people on social media are talking about it. But then let me throw a quick spotlight on some of the charges.
Yes,
summary of the charges. So the first charge is in our rape of complainants, one between April 2021 and May 2021 during a consensual vaginal sexual intercourse. Second one, too, was in our rape. Third one, vaginal rape. The next one, too, in our rape, vaginal rape. And the other, I mean, is a-
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.